The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. All right, Connor, it's about that time of the week that reaching a bag of tricks. I'm sure you have some great questions. Throughout the course of the week, you hear some really good stuff. And of course, we presented here for a listening audience, and hopefully they have the same questions too. And the cool thing about this, as you know, Connor, I don't know what the questions are ahead of time.
Yep, only I do.
Only you do.
That's right. Yeah, so this is an interesting one because if you listen last week, this is a much different conversation. So what caused the market to bounce back so much this week?
Right. So it's been a couple of weeks now. I guess I have to go take back the first quarter of this year through March 31st. It was one of the best quarters we've had just by 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yep.
Everything went right? Earnings came in better expected. Interest rates were heading south. And then we hit April 1st, April Fool's Day. April showers are bringing May flowers, and it really is, literally. But in April, I call it the perfect storm in that, you know, if you remember the movie Russell Crowe, he went out and they got hit by three different, like a tide from one side, something from the other side. I forgot the whole movie, but three different sides. And that's pretty much what happened in April. I mean, the market got hit on three different sides. It got hit from huge higher interest rates. It got hit with, the conflict escalating in the Middle East. It got hit with PPI, CPI come in hotter than expected. But, you know, they say weeble wobbles. You don't remember that, do you, Connor? But my friends that are listening that are baby boomers or Generation X, remember? So weeble wobbles, but they don't fall off. Meaning the market bend, but didn't break in April. It was only down about 5%. And considering the bears would say, gee, they have all the ammunition. That's a lot. I mean, seriously, conflict escalating, conflicts escalating, interest rates moving higher. The Fed's not going to cut rates. I mean, that's a lot to throw at the market in the month of April, which turned out to be not that great of a month. But it wasn't like it turned over and the market lost 10% or 20%. I'm sure, you know, you have some ideas about that too. But I think that's why I kind of think about May is that I think some of it is we got some tailwinds. We got through an ugly period. The market held on pretty well, especially with all these geopolitical risk and all the other ugly headlines.
Yeah. So if you, you know, go back, time flies here, but middle of April, we had a dump, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 or 6 days in a row, just like pretty nasty selling. Yeah. And usually it's the market like sells off on some bad news or a slew of bad news that, you know, Ken just talked about there, and then ask questions later. So I guess we're at the ask questions later point where we're like, okay, well, you know, it's all about forward expectations, I guess. And a lot of those things ended up panning out to be just okay. There really wasn't, you know, oil then started to back off. Commodities started to back off. Data was okay for the economy, and the Middle East stuff didn't get too crazy. I mean, it still is crazy, but not as bad as expected. And that kind of, we're like, oh, okay. And then we do kind of the choppiness that resolved higher after that Fed day with the interest rate meeting. And, you know, the Chairman Powell was like a little more chill, I guess. That's a Gen Z term, I guess. It's a little more chill than we had expected. So, and then you had some decent earnings. Yeah. Perfect storm to the upside now. We'll see.
Yeah, we like that. And again, Generation X meets Gen Z. And that's why we have, you know, kind of different perspectives of how we kind of look at this. But obviously, this for Connor and I have a lot of overlapping concepts of kind of, like at the end of the day, there's so much that comes at us every day. But if you had to really simplify it, it has a lot to do with interest rates and earnings. Mm. And interest rates, as mentioned, Fed fund rates are probably not going to be cut anytime soon. That's a little bit different than what we were told in October or late October, which was, hey, we're going to go from higher to, you know, higher rates for longer to now rate cuts, which not going to happen at this point. But the market actually digested that pretty well. And that, you know, I think that's okay. So basically interest rates, if rates go up, and let's say you can get 10% guaranteed in a money market or a bank, which you can't, but just for hypothetical, well, how much money would you want to put in stocks if you can get 10% guaranteed? Historically also, rates are very, very low, and they're right somewhere in the middle historically, right where they are now. I know some people think they're high, but historically we're kind of on average.
Yeah.
But if the, you know, rates are go really, really low, you say to yourself, you know what, I'll take a stab at stocks because I can't really make much money at the bank. Interest rates have a lot to do with the market and the earnings. If companies have good earnings, we heard from Apple last week since we did a show last. And again, we don't make any recommendations, but what was incredible was, first of all, there wasn't a lot of great sales or top line sales, but they have $110 billion of cash they're going to use to buy back stock. That's insane. That's the most ever for any company in the history of the US market. So there's something to be said about earnings that kind of right the ship the last couple of weeks. Something to be said about the 10-year treasury that went lower. There's something to be said that while it was kind of ugly in April, we got through it. And here we are on the other side. Now, who knows where we are going forward, but certainly those are some of the concepts that I think is what propelled us here so far in the early going. I can't, pretty much early goings of May.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about $110 billion. They just kind of like, after they pay everyone, after they pay their taxes, this, that, and the other, that's kind of what's left sitting around.
Pay insurance, pay leases, pay employees.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh,
$110 billion sitting around. So it's a total cash cow. And, you know, so companies, you know, this earnings period, Google is now initiating or going to first time ever have a dividend. Mm-hmm. Apple's going to add to their dividend. I think there's another company I forgot I'm missing that also going to start instituting a dividend again.
Any Amazon?
Company, yeah, maybe it is Amazon. But you know, it's more like it's a concept that, wow, they're trying to return this extra capital to investors, either by buying back stocks, buy and demand, fewer shares in the market that helps out shareholders. And of course, you know, the other concept very readily, you know, getting dividends or raising dividends. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. Thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next called Shine On. The Health and Happiness Show's up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 825 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale's show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news with the indexes Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week. week. So our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. And before we go to questions, Connor, tell us about your Yankee games. I think you're going to like 8 or 9 Yankee games this year. I mean, so are you helping the Yankees when you show up and root for them?
I got a positive record. I went to my 8th game this last week. 5-3 is the Connor Mahoney record. I've seen a lot of nice home runs. I've seen a lot of good stuff. I really, really, really enjoy going. It's my favorite sport, favorite team. I eat it up.
I bet we have a lot of Yankee fans out there. I'm sure we have Mets fans too. So I know you went to opening day and then the second against Toronto,
Right?
Yeah.
Opening home game, yep. Not the best game I've ever seen, but they made up for it the next day. Really cold that night. It was like earlier in April. Hit pretty well that night. I think they won 9-8 that game I went to after losing like 2-0. So quite the juxtaposition. You never know what you're going to get when you go to a game. The last one I went to, home run galore, they won. It was great. Beat the Astros.
Well, if you saw 8 games already, I think you're on pace probably for like 30.
I think I'm on pace
games.
For like 35 or 36. I don't think I'll end up with that many, though, but yeah, that is the pace.
We have to tackle some more questions in a minute, but I just finished a book called The Gator. That's about Ron Guidry. Remember The Gator? You probably don't remember. This is Generation X thing, but of course you're Gen Z. Number 49, one of my favorite Yankees growing up, the lefty. And gosh, in 1978, he had 25-3. The quick story about that, though, is that it was like rags to riches. I mean, he literally was in the majors. They sent him down. He was about ready to quit, got so sick of it. They gave him some opportunities. He did okay. And the next thing, he became the Ron Guidry that we know. But it was kind of interesting to read his autobiography. Just like everybody else in life, there's these things that tumble, stumble, get in your way. And again, he just persevered. What a gentleman. Actually, there's another book out there I'm going to read soon. Yogi Berra and Ron Guidry. They became best of friends in Yogi Berra's later in life. So that'll be my next one. But anyway, again, we'll get into more questions. But we are Yankee fans. I had to make a note that Connor's been to a whole bunch of games this year. And at the same time, I'm finishing it. My brother's reading another Yankee book too.
I think I've missed a game like on TV either. It's pretty religious. Yeah.
In pinstripes. Okay.
Religious. I'm religious about it. Yep. Okay. So what does it mean to buy right and sit tight?
So that is a terminology that comes from William O'Neill's How to Make Money in Stocks.
Jesse Livermore might have said that one too, but it's from one of those, you know, trader.
Yeah, buy
legends.
Right. So basically, you know, you buy a company right, then you get sit tight, meaning if it's going in your trend and going well, there's no reason to sell it. You're like, oh, I bought it at 18, I'm going to sell it at 20. So if you buy right meaning coming out of a base, generally speaking, or buy it at a price where it's maybe a lower level after a correction, you know, buy right and just sit tight, just hold on to it. Again, there's some great examples. I would say companies like NVIDIA, again, this is not an example to go buy or sell NVIDIA, but you know, first a lot of our clients, and again, this is not new. I do a lot of TV, radio during the course of the week. Been talking about the stock as the AI darling and for a good reason, but if you bought that stock right, just sit tight because this should be a multiple year of AI, not just a couple quarters. They may even split the stock. All kinds of good things can happen. So that's probably my best example I can give at the moment of buy right, sit tight. And I'm sure you have some analysis around that as well.
The reason this one came up and was because a client of ours, I won't name the stock or his name, of course. He just bought this stock, like a few hundred shares. I think it's like $7,000 investment or six in 1999. I think it was the Intuit. And it's like 600 something a share. I think it was like 3,000% gain. And the reason I was like, I don't know if I should be advising you or you should be advising me. And we had a laugh about that because he just said he just knew like it was a good business. And I think that's a big thing too. Like we get, discouraged by sometimes I bought the stock at this price and now it's down and that stinks and yada, yada. Eventually, if that company is that, performing that well, it should come back to where you bought it, new all-time highs and well beyond. And so I guess that's the idea is you're buying a company more so than you're buying a share price. I think that's really what he was trying to relay to me. He knew that was like the right space at that time, getting into like accounting and bookkeeping and stuff like that. And then they've expanded and just been a really successful company. Obviously, I think we all know who Intuit is. They have all those different services. I think bought like TurboTax and stuff. But yeah, crazy.
That's like, a great story. It's actually, cool. The moral of the story is this person bought a business. You know, and I think most people, when they go to a stock, I bought the stock at $110 and now it's $94. And that's all this emphasis, all this angst over the stock price. But didn't you buy a business? You know, you want to buy a portfolio of a lot of good businesses that, even if something happens in the Middle East or something, that these companies are still, you know, have great products, great services. I think of an example like Apple has 2.2 billion, that's a lot, 2.2 billion devices out there. Microsoft, 1.2 billion customers. Facebook, 3 billion users. Instagram, also owned by Meta, 3 billion. I mean, so you get some of these companies that they must be doing something right to have billions of customers and they just can add products or services to the same existing customer base. They should have a lot of good earnings. And that's where I would start first, to find those companies that have billions of customers. And we'll be right back after billions of messages. And I'm just going to put it right back.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the health and happiness shows right after our show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, you got it. Right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike and Casey Show. We go through a whole bunch of detail on what to plan ahead for the markets. And around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home, yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there, from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Wow, that was pretty cool. So let's go into that bag of tricks, which we've said before is Felix the Cat. And you looked it up. I always thought it was something from the 1960s or 70s. I was on
this
thing. And you said it was in 1920s, almost like around the Disney time and stuff. So,
reach
into your bag of tricks and see what else questions that came up this week that can help some of our listeners.
Sure. So what stocks do you believe are recession-proof? Did I say that weird?
Wow. You know, I think, you know, I'm starting to think more about technology. Now, that wasn't traditionally something you would think about when it comes to recession. But again, I think about it, if we go to recession, if things slow down, I'm still going to walk around my phone nonstop. I'm still going to be doing Google searches nonstop. I'm still going to use my Microsoft Teams and my Microsoft Excel and all these things. And I think about, I'm a customer to so many of these technology. Amazon, maybe I won't buy as many boxes that trip over every day. But remember, they have AWS, which is cloud. And I don't think companies say, oh, gee, we're in a recession. We're not going to do any backups going forward. So again, I take this is almost a contrarian point of view, because most people say, hey, if we go into recession, buy utilities, buy this. And that's the traditional. But I think we're in a world now where these type of companies like Apple, so to speak, they're like utilities in our life. And Google's like utility in life. And Microsoft, you know, so utilities meaning we must have them. So that's my thought is really, if we were to go recession, nothing's perfectly recession proof, but I do think we use so much technology in our life. I use so much technology in my life also that I'm not going to call these entities and say, you know what, cut that off for a few months because we're in a recession. I don't think, by the way, definition of recession, let me just kind of share, and then I want to hear your insights, Connor. Definition of recession is 2 quarters of negative GDP growth. So I don't see that happening this year. I think it changed. We're already in quarter two. It looks like there won't be a negative number. But by definition, is actually 2 consecutive quarters or more of negative GDP growth.
That's right. Yeah.
So what type of companies would you think would do well in a recession?
Yeah. The one thing that I initially thought when I first read this question was probably, I just thought of Microsoft particularly. It's like, you know, there's just so many different businesses within the business. And obviously, even in a recession, businesses are still running. And gosh, like what business does not use, you know, Microsoft Teams or Outlook and all that stuff that like it's paid for and all their different Microsoft 365 apps and stuff. It's crazy. It's just the software.
Yeah, like, really
it's so
in.
Needed. Like, yeah, it's just, it's not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Maybe their growth slows down, maybe, but I just don't like, it's just not going anywhere. And like you said, Apple, Google, like, you know, these things you're going to use all the time, regardless of, you know, negative GDP quarters. I think those tend to be potentially recession proof.
I think so. Yeah. Look, we call them verticals. That's a technical term. Now, Microsoft has all these verticals like gaming, which they own Xbox, cloud, which is either one or two with Amazon back and forth, you know, and then of course, all the other Microsoft suites and Microsoft problems. Oh, by the way, we're adding AI, the Gemini, which is users can think. So it basically, you could say a company has a whole bunch of different businesses or a bunch of verticals is the kind of technical talk. But when you have all these different verticals, it actually helps insulate recessions too. So let's say you have 8 different parts of your business. And not only Microsoft, but other companies have maybe 5 different parts or 8 parts. Yeah, typically, you're going to have 1 or 2 a little bit soft, maybe 7 that are strong. So in recession, maybe you have 3 that are kind of weak, but you have 6 or 7 others. That's one of the reasons why companies have integrated and have bought other companies is the thought is, hey, we go in a slowdown. Hey, these 5, 6 units would do well, these couple units. So they think about ahead of time that, hey, we may hit some bumpy roads. And if we do, these units would do well. These units may not do as well. So I think it's kind of cool to think that these companies also think, you know, in the future and think around corners that if we do get some bumpiness in the economy, that they have many different businesses and some of those businesses, yeah, we're going to slow down, but others may hold pretty strong.
Yeah, no, and exactly. I think that was something that was scary and the market will show you which ones are, say we had like a market crash or like a really tough market and we did in 2022. It'll start to show you which ones that they value the most when they start buying them up on the dip, let's call it. You know, Microsoft was one of the first ones back to new all-time highs.
Right.
NVIDIA was another one back to new all-time highs. While others got very, you know, wiped out and they're just in the dust from their all-time highs. And that does say something. For sure.
Yeah, we don't like companies that are one-trick ponies. Sometimes a client will call me, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, it's a one-trick pony, meaning they only do one thing. They may do it really well, but I like companies that have 4 or 5. Again, don't over-diversify. You know, don't be a mortgage company and I'll start selling like pools, you know. but along the same line that you have the same customer that has, because remember, that's what tanked GE sold generators and light bulbs and this, oh, we're going to the financial space in 2008, 2009, bye-bye GE. You know, they come back again. But the point is that, you know, it's nice to have other businesses, you know, in their line of business that you serve the same type of customers' needs and they can buy 3, 4, 5, 6 different products from you. That's an easier way to grow one's revenue instead of bringing and acquire new customers, have the same customers and offer them more products and services. Time is up already, Connor. My favorite time of the week to spend time with my son. I spend a lot of time with you anyway, except for Yankee games. I got to get caught up with you on that. But certainly, you know, anytime you have any questions, visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. For Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney, we hope next week you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.